The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan in for Pat. Well, the sad news emerged just before 9 o'clock this morning that Eddie Jordan, a legend of motor racing and motor racing commentary and of business, sadly passed away at the age of 76 this morning. He has been living in Cape Town in South Africa, and a family statement read, "Eddie passed away peacefully with his family by his side in Cape Town in the early hours of the 20th of March at the age of 76 after battling with an aggressive form of prostate cancer for the past 12 months. Joining us on the line is Rory Galvin, News Talk's Rory Galvin, who is an expert on Formula One racing. I suppose Eddie Jordan's greatest fame was in the 1990s with the Formula One Grand Prix team, achieving considerable success, particularly with the Honda engine originally.
Morning, Ivan. Yeah, it's awful news today. His team, Jordan Grand Prix, was, I wouldn't call them like the best team, but they were pretty middle of the field for the most part. They have had some great wins. One of their great claims to fame is they actually gave Michael Schumacher his F1 debut, even though he left that team after about one race for, I think, Benetton. But yeah, they had some success. I think the closest battle they had was for third in the championship. They had a great result in 1998 with Damon Hill and I think Ralph Schumacher getting a 1-2. And their last race win was in about 2003 when the team was kind of declining. So that was a bit of a surprise for them. It was a legendary team, and obviously with an Irish owner, completely iconic for this country.
Now, he started in kart racing. He went to Formula 3, Formula Ford. He started from the ground up.
You do, yeah. I mean, most of these teams, unless they have a huge amount of money, and especially back in the day, you work your way up. And it's funny, like, he had the money. He could call the team Jordan Grand Prix. So it was all him.
And he subsequently had a career as a pundit.
Yeah, so eventually the team was sold off in, I think, about 2004. And later on, he then joined BBC coverage as a pundit. And that's where a lot of people got to see his kind of personality. He was known as a face on the grid and in the paddock, but obviously he was able to voice his opinion on the TV to millions. And then once, I think, the BBC broadcast was ended, he moved over to Channel 4. And that was the last of it. So I think in about the mid-2010s, he was done with that. And then, obviously, I actually know him a lot for his podcast he had with former driver David Coulthard, Formula for Success. That was a fairly big podcast in the F1 world up until recently, and he was known for his very strong opinions on certain things.
Okay, he grew up in Dartry in South Dublin and then in Bray, and he worked his way up. He was a great friend of Dermot Desmond and Dennis O'Brien. And I last met him, I was emceeing a Diaspora Award ceremony in the Astoria Hotel in London, and he won one of the top awards for his contribution to entrepreneurship. He became a very wealthy man. He was involved in property and a number of businesses, both inside and outside motor racing.
He was, to be honest, I don't know much about him beyond F1. I know that near the end of it, one of his last contributions to the sport was he was a manager. I think I mentioned it to you on Tuesday. Adrian Newey, that amazing designer, car designer, he was the manager. So he got that deal done this year or last year for about $20 million for him to get courted over to Aston Martin. And funny enough, Aston Martin, in a ship of Theseus kind of way, is the same team that Jordan Grand Prix was in the 90s because it kept getting sold off and turned into other teams.
All right, Rory Galvin of News Talk, thank you for that. And throughout the day on News Talk here, Off the Ball and other programmes, we'll pay tribute to him. It's very hard to explain in F1 racing how it's deep pockets, how he was the only Irish guy who got all the way to the top. And it was a real David and Goliath situation where he was taking on the biggest guns in the game, be it Ferrari or Mercedes or whatever it was. And he really achieved against the odds and was a fantastic person, supported a lot of charities.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.